Chapter 3. Huck Finds Jim. I spent 3 days and nights on the island, and I didn't see anything exciting. But on the fourth day, when I was out exploring, I found the ashes of a campfire that were still warm. That meant someone else was on the island with me. I wanted to find out who it was, but I was very scared. I waited until night when it was very dark. I saw the light from a fire in the distance. I started walking towards it as quietly as possible. Soon, I saw a man lying by the fire with his head under a blanket. I didn't take my eyes off the man all night. As the sun began to rise, the man woke up and took the blanket off his face. It was Jim, Miss Watson's slave. "Hello, Jim," I said as I jumped out in front of him. "Please don't hurt me," he cried. "I never did anything bad to a ghost. I always liked dead people." It didn't take long for me to explain that I wasn't dead. I was very happy to see Jim, because then I wasn't so alone. I told him the whole story about the pig and everything. Jim said I was very clever, and that Tom Sawyer couldn't think of a better plan. Then I asked him, "Why are you here, Jim?" "I ran away from Miss Watson," said Jim. I was very surprised, but I promised not to tell anyone. "You see," continued Jim, "I heard Miss Watson telling the Widow Douglas that she wanted to sell me to a slave trader. She said that he offered her $800, and she couldn't refuse that much money. Well, I didn't wait to hear any more. I ran away to the river. I swam until I found a log to hold on to, and it carried me here to the island." I was pleased to be with Jim. We found a cave on the island and hid all our food there. We spent our time catching fish and eating them in the cave. When the rainstorm started, we hid in the cave to keep dry. The rain fell for 12 days, and every day the river got higher. We saw many different things floating past the island. One night, we caught a raft as it floated past us. We took it back to the island and tied it up. Another night, we noticed a wooden house floating down the river. We paddled the canoe out to the house and waited until daylight. The house seemed empty until Jim noticed a man lying on the floor. "Hey, you!" he shouted. "Wake up!" I cried. "That man isn't asleep," Jim said. "He's dead." Jim went over to the body to be certain. "Somebody shot him in the back. You can come in, but don't look at his face. It's horrible," he said to me. I didn't want to look at the body, so Jim threw some old clothes over it. We found some useful things in that house. A lamp, a new knife, lots of candles, and some dresses. It was light when we got into the canoe to go back to the island. I told Jim to lie down. We didn't want people to see a runaway slave sailing on the river.